on the air, everywhere. This is Metro South Podcasting.
Welcome to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us and how it affects us here on the South Shore of Massachusetts. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam. Victoria!
It's Tori Tuesday, and ladies and gentlemen, here she is live in person on the phone.
As far as you know.
As far as she knows, Victoria Tori. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning, Ronald Ron.
Ronald Ron. Sound like a rapper, don't I?
Well, I'm Victoria Tori. Victoria.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Great. How you doing?
Good to see you. Wonderful.
How you doing? Every time someone asks me, I go, how you doing? And you know they laugh a little.
Remember where that came from?
Wasn't that Joey? On Friends.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Good job.
I use things like Goodfellas. Well, they look so like mocking them, but yeah.
Well, you're 5 questions closer to the prize.
Ooh, good.
Here's your next question. That's it. I don't have any other questions for you.
Thank God it's not a Jell-O pudding pop question. Because I know that one.
No more revelations on the Bill Cosby thing. No one else has come out of their closets.
I haven't been keeping up again.
Yeah. They've not come out.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's it.
Oh, well, I'm sure there's more, but some people just don't want to talk about it. And, you know, God bless them. Don't talk about it.
Well, they don't want to be in show business. That's why.
Yeah. Be ridiculed and pointed at and, you know, called a liar. I get it.
Yeah, I suppose so. We were talking before we went on the air about something. And, I feel cleansed because you said something.
Oh, yeah.
I go on and on about glitter and sparkles and all that kind of stupid stuff.
Right.
That comes in cards and then infiltrates its way through your home.
9-year-old girls is what it's for. But, yeah.
And I always think when I do this PODCOST that I'm the only one that goes through this stuff. And people simply just are being entertained by my insecurities. And then you actually said that it bothers you too.
I'm lucky enough to not only do that, but I listen and I text you as you're talking.
Yeah,
sometimes
you do.
I go, oh, that's, you're right about that. Oh, that's a funny one, Ron. You get instant feedback.
Well, I do.
But yeah, you're right. It's terrible. It's awful. It doesn't make any sense.
It's more than terrible.
It doesn't make sense.
I'm thinking of going to Washington, D.C. to a lobby group and actually testifying in front of a Senate subcommittee about the ills of sparkle and glitters in letters using the post office, federal...
They probably don't like it either, because sometimes these envelopes open a little and it gets on their machine.
Yes, it does. It gets on their machines.
It's glitter in cards we're talking about. Yeah, the people put in there and confetti and whatever they're doing. You know what? They're supposed to be your friend. Why would they do that to you?
It's terrorism.
It is. Like anthrax. It is a form of that.
I think it's worse because if it gets in your lungs, it can kill you. And anthrax, you go to the hospital. They got something for that. Glitter, I don't think they have any antidote for that.
And it's a mean thing to do. Why do these people think they're being clever? Stop it.
I think it's stupidity. I don't think they think they're being clever or anything like that. I think it's the card companies that put glitter in it, figuring that people want it. And I don't think they know what they're doing. I don't think anybody intends on something so horrific.
No, they think it's a good idea.
People, yeah. But it's just awful.
It is.
I see so many young children in the ICU with glitter in their lungs.
In their eyeballs. It sticks right to the eye.
It does. And it's not a compliment to say your eyes are sparkly.
No. People have transferred. You know those eyeball tattoos now? Did you know that?
No.
Google. It's true.
Eyeball. Google. It's true.
It's.
Like, that's true.
Google. Eyeball tattoos. Why? Why?
Wait,
do people want to tattoo
wait,
their
wait,
eyeballs?
Wait, wait,
and
wait,
doesn't
wait,
that hurt?
Wait,
I mean, maybe
minute.
It doesn't hurt, but I don't know what it's about.
Perhaps if you have a glass lens and you tattoo or print onto the lens and then put it in your eye. Is that what they refer to as tattooing?
No, but you can do that as well. But no, these
you
are people
you
that...
You can't do that. You're not allowed.
How do they find someone to actually do this? Unless it's... Ain't what I'm saying. Ooh.
Even the stupidest person in the world must know that they're sacrificing their eyesight.
People brand themselves and cut themselves. So it's for extreme people,
on the eyeball itself?
Oh, yes.
Well, how can you see?
On the white part. On the white part, so everyone will see it. You see what I'm saying? Not on the iris, because that, of course, you
freaking
can't.
Freaking me out.
I know, but I, look it up, man. I was a little unnerved as well.
Should I?
I've seen everything there was to see on the internet, and that was the least of the offensive things I've ever looked at.
I'm surprised you can go to bed at night that you see everything you can see.
You cleanse your brain, and then you watch a little Seinfeld and get it out of your head. That's what I do, my happy place.
Is it? Kinda, eyeball tattoo, it's already in here.
Yeah, I told you.
Wow. Oh. Oh, there's a picture of it.
Of course.
Oh, no, God.
Oh, I don't
my
make
God,
stuff up
no.
here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't know how this came up. Just glitter in the eye made me think of, oh, yeah, well, you can actually put permanent glitter in your eye, I suppose.
Holy
one way to look
crap.
At it. You know, see, people are extreme. They want to fork their tongues, you know, cut them down the middle and other body parts. They want to, it's called body modification. And, yeah, it's Google body modification sometime, folks, and get ready for a wild ride.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I've seen it all, Ron. And that, you will too, because I will hip you to all the nastiness.
Oh, don't hit me. Don't hit me.
Okay. too late.
It's too late, baby. Yeah. Well, who did that song?
That we really did try to make it. Something inside is dead and I feel dying. I just can't. Bread, I think. Can't take it.
Yeah, it could be Bread. Oh, it's a bready kind of song, isn't it? That's the kind of song.
Well,
they
no,
would do.
Actually, no. That's I don't know, but it's right around the 70s.
What's the name of the song, do you think?
70s.
What would the name of it? I can't take it. No.
I think it's a woman. Wasn't it Carole King?
Yes.
Okay.
But what was the name of the song then? Something inside has died. That sounds awful, by the way.
That's a miscarriage.
Yeah, that shouldn't be the title of any song.
Or you're having really bad craps.
Yeah.
It smells like something died inside of you. I've heard that before.
That's more feasible.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had a miscarriage, I think you'd know it. You wouldn't go, you know, I think something inside has died.
And sing about it.
Joyfully.
Exactly. But Carole King, we don't know her history. Maybe there was some crisis there.
There's a woman with hair problems.
She had a nice afro, huh?
She's kinky. Total kink.
Yeah. Call that a Jufro.
Okay. Well, that's what
I didn't
case,
make that word up
case,
either.
She was Jewish, yeah. As most performers are.
Like, you know, Horseshack and, you know, Welcome Back Cotter. I can't say Horseshack and Cotter at the same time. He had a Jufro. Yeah.
Horseshack. That's Horseshack. I'm surprised they didn't came up with something. Maybe they did it on purpose.
Arnold. Arnold Horseshack. How awful. You doing?
He died.
I know.
Yeah.
Many times on the internet.
No, no,
no, seriously. They keep,
all right.
They make, you know.
Well, he did die, didn't he?
He did.
He really did.
Yeah.
Eventually, if you die enough on the internet, you're really going to, well, everybody's going to really die anyway.
That's true. This but sometimes cool. They announce people that die that haven't, and that's pretty hilarious.
Well, that's what Google's for.
I would, you know what? I got a new little iPhone. You know that I told you that. And I'm having so much fun.
Oh, so you're using it.
I'm using it. I'm loving it.
What are you doing with it that's special for you? Having not had one before.
Right. Well, I'm swiping a lot.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It perfects the swiping finger.
It does. And I do voice to text. And it makes all kinds of mistakes.
Yeah.
They're funny. It said, I tried to say I took an aspirin last night. It said I took a half a printer. I know, I printed out. I mean, I copied on what I said. It was so funny how it translated.
So what are you using for that? What program are you using for that?
Oh, I don't know. It comes with the phone.
No, it comes with the phone coming thing.
Yeah. Maybe the special ones I can get. I have different apps, but I haven't got into the whole app thing yet.
Because Google does one, which is very, very efficient.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I do that for the search. I do have the Google Voice search.
Right. It's very
accurate.
Okay,
Google.
But it usually doesn't get it wrong, though.
No, it doesn't. So these texting ones are very weird. I think it's like the Facebook one is weird, too, when I talk into that one and translate.
You should, I mean, I don't know if there is one, but you should search in the apps Google speech to text.
Okay.
And it probably is free.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Google's rather efficient at understanding you.
Good, because I was talking too fast, I think. I slowed it down and it got it right. But you have to say period. Period. Or it's like one run-on sentence. Now I figure out why I'm seeing run-on sentences on these posts on Facebook. It's not that they didn't put one there. It's they're probably going blah, 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 blah. And then
they probably are.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
So you can't really criticize these people because they're using talk-to-text. Now we can't criticize another, you know, misspelling thing. No punctuation because they're doing that.
Nobody uses their phone to call people anymore, though. I don't.
I do.
You talk to people on the phone?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, now I can do everything at once, though. Before
I didn't know the phone actually transferred your voice to another device.
And I can text and call and do Facebook and talk. I can do everything
so you can
at the
dial,
same time.
I can't believe this. You can dial a phone number on your iPhone. Mm-hmm. And it'll ring somewhere else, and they pick up, and you can have a verbal conversation.
It's like magic. Isn't that great? They Bell should have invented it.
And this is called a what? A phone?
A phone. A telephone.
I thought all you did was just text and email.
Come here, Watson. I need you.
It's amazing.
Yeah, the amazing.
I don't think the kids understand.
They don't.
That you can do that.
No.
Where you can actually hear somebody from, like, miles away.
Yeah,
on a device like
that's
that.
Funny because the phone sort of fell by the wayside. You're right, and it's technology replaced it, but it's still vital to me.
Well, if you're in trouble,
we're always in trouble.
Yeah,
yeah.
I suppose. Hey, I went on my AOL. I'm the last person who has AOL.
Will you
AOL,
stop that already? What? AOL, honestly.
What do you want me to do? It works.
I don't know. I wouldn't admit if I used it. I would keep that a real deep dark secret.
Problem with that. AOL was all there was at a time in our history.
Oh, I know. I'm. You know what? I know all about this.
But Tori, if you have people that contact you through AOL, let's say you have email on AOL. I don't know who would.
Right.
And you decide I'm going to go Gmail or something like
sure,
that.
Sure, like everyone else.
How you can't transfer it?
You can. You can export.
No, you can't.
Export, import, like Art Vandelay. He's an exporter importer.
You really do like Seinfeld, don't you? All your references are to that.
Moe's, there's a new place, Moe's, next to Five Guys at Southwestern Grill. Yeah. There's an Art Vandelay plate.
Really?
I go look. I was like, oh, look at this.
So I can take all my... So if someone emails me at my AOL email and I change to Gmail, that will transfer to Gmail or
no? You might have to send out a mass email and just say,
see,
this
that's
is
it.
Home.
I don't know who these people are. A mass email to who?
Well, you know what?
I mean, this is going to be going on for 20 years.
Then you've been doing this
story.
So long, then just keep it like it is.
Well, that's why I'm stuck.
You can be
it's
stuck.
Free. It doesn't cost me anything.
Everything's free. Email's all free. That's not a good enough reason.
But I'm going to have to keep the AOL thing because you just don't know through the decades who's going to contact you all of a
sudden. It just means you're old. When you see an AOL, you know it's an old person. So I'm not going to do it. I mean, I never did it unless it was at the early days of dial-up internet. I had one, yes.
You're an old person because you have it.
Yeah, because you always had it, and they know that. They know you're at least 20 years older than you.
So young people would never say, I think I'll do an email. I'll choose AOL.
Exactly.
They would never do that.
Never.
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 What's so horrible about it?
It's like the original. Maybe if people want to keep it. Like, I actually know someone that's 32 that uses the AOL. I won't use any names, but you know who you are. And I just think it's silly.
I'm feeling horrible.
I think it's silly.
So I can't really use it. I shouldn't use it
anymore.
People
are at least in their 50s if they have AOL. I think they're older, but I think they're at least in their 50s. Because it came around, it started in like the 90s, man.
It was the first one, I think it was the first one. What if your search engine is Yahoo? You're also old.
Well,
that was old. That was one of the first ones.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
But you can get away with a Yahoo email too. I mean, that's...
Oh, no, man. I wouldn't even do that.
it sounds funny. Yahoo!
I know. It's you know...
It's juvenile.
Yeah. You know, come to my corporation website.
Yeah, then you got...
Yahoo!
Right, you can't then.
You can't do that.
No, just personal use.
But you know what's funny is to hear the president say, I tweeted someone yesterday. You know, you're the president. Don't ever say tweet to me.
It's in the vernacular now. We have to.
That's stupid.
It's okay.
Stupid. All right. So I went on the AOL thing and I wrote it down because I couldn't believe it. It was my reaction to it. Tell me if you feel the same way. You know who Giada De Laurentiis?
No. Did she used to be on The Sopranos? Then I don't know.
No. She's on the Food Network. And
oh,
she
I never
has
watched that.
Okay. You don't do food? So, and she's a cook. She's one of the cooks, and she's a very small, minuscule woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, De Laurentiis. That sounds familiar. Oscar De Laurentiis.
Oh, that's right, the designer.
Yeah, and I Googled because everything is true on it.
Oh, almost.
And I found out that's Oscar's granddaughter.
Okay.
Yeah, and So on the AOL thing, it said Giada De Laurentiis, as if everybody knows who she is, revealed something devastating to her fans. And I thought, oh my God.
You clicked it, clickbait.
It was clickbait. But I thought, oh my God, what kind of cancer does she have?
Right.
You know, it must be, it hopes not cancer of the stomach because she cooks.
Why does it have to be cancer?
Because it's, she's revealing something very, very important.
I would never think that.
Oh, I would.
Oh, really?
The way that they put it makes it sound like, oh my God.
I always think it's a sex thing, though. Yeah, oh my God, but I think it's something to do with sex.
Well, see, you're smarter than I am because it was something to do with sex, kind of.
Okay.
She announced that she's going to divorce her husband. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, I can't think of...
That's breaking news.
Yeah. I can't think of anything in the world that I care less about.
You can't.
At all.
The internet's full of that, though. And whenever someone goes, oh, what is it? I don't care about this. And they just say it. I feel like saying, well, then why are you here, man? Go somewhere else. This is the entertainment goofy part of Facebook or the internet. Go to NPR, you jerk.
You were going to say prick, didn't you?
Asshole. Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
I like the asshole thing.
When you write prick, you got to put an I for the, number one for the I, otherwise it's going to reject it and you can't get those little asterisks and you can't really swear at someone. You can on Facebook, but, you know, they'll catch it.
They'll take you right off. If you complain that somebody did.
Yeah. Jerks. I got warned once on Facebook. They send you a warning thing.
Yeah.
You do that again.
Isn't it interesting how we use certain parts of the body to describe the stupidity of a person? The asshole would be...
And an ass. You're an ass.
You're an ass.
But that's a donkey. Could be. Right?
You could be a donkey.
I think it's a donkey.
I think originally it was, and then it got into the ass thing. And the ass and the asshole are two different things. You don't mind I talk about this, do you?
It's just someone disgusting, then. You're just a jerk. It's for poop. You're full of poop. It's like all these connotations, right?
If you're an ass... That involves the cheeks and the whole bit. An asshole is really where you're getting into the excrement area.
That word is so overused.
It
man.
Really is.
That's why,
man.
I didn't even want to use it.
It is, man. And then
be more creative.
Yeah.
You know.
I just
twat. What a twat. I mean, you know, you gotta really just. I'm sick of hearing asshole.
See, a lot of people don't know what that is. A lot of people don't know what that is.
Yeah. You're an elbow. I mean, see, some parts just don't work.
You're an elbow.
See what I mean? Yeah, it can't be all body parts.
Why can't it be your boob?
Yeah, that's true.
There's nothing wrong with
it. And you can say that I used to hear that in the 70s on television. Yeah. What a boob.
But a boob is not, I don't think it's a derogatory part of the anatomy at all.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's lovely.
Okay, you're right. Then, but you could say the same for ass, but dead ass.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah.
But why don't they use body parts as a compliment? Like you're an elbow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Because
very
there's nothing
much.
Great about elbows.
No, there isn't. I would consider boob to be a compliment.
Well, people say, you know, they do say that's the tits, I think.
I've never heard that before.
You never heard bra before.
As far as a person is concerned.
Right.
No, I have not heard that.
Until I told you last week.
You told me about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still don't even know what it is.
Yes.
I don't. It's a bro.
It's escalated from bro. You have to be cooler. So you got to be always the next level hip.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to always out-hip each other.
Yeah.
So now it's bra. And maybe it's something else besides bra. Now maybe they've gone beyond and I've missed it. I need my kids to keep me hip. So
How did jock become... the reference for someone who's athletic?
Good question. Are they jocular?
Jocular would be funny.
Right.
We would be jocular.
Then jock strappy? I don't know.
Strapping. You're a strapping young man. Yes.
A jockey?
A jockey. Well, yeah, but I'm just saying that a jock is like underpants. Isn't it?
Well, it's a brand of underpants.
Jockey.
Yeah, but how is a jock an underpants?
Jock strap is the...
Yeah, jock strap.
Yeah, which I don't know why people ever wore that. I had to wear that when I went to gym class. I had to wear a jock strap.
You guys.
Yeah.
Guys are silly.
I think they do a lot of things to guys to demean them.
Oh, yeah. They've messed with your psyche.
Oh, they do.
Once you get through junior high and high school, you're lucky if you're still intact mentally.
I have a friend, Mark Schipetta. You know this guy.
Oh, I do, yeah.
A boob. And I'm saying that because I think boobs are wonderful.
Right, yeah. He's jacked.
He's Mark.
Right. I mean, he's jacked. This means jacked.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He's jacked. I don't know.
Okay.
What does that mean? Where does that come from?
I don't know. Again, these are like terms that became hip.
I guess jacked would be like a jack of a car. You're raising a car up, so you're raising it up. I don't know. Anyway, he was into wrestling, and I guess in high school, he did high school wrestling, and then he got into
mixed martial arts,
where they put you in a cage, and right. You know,
like the Octagon, man.
Yeah,
man. Iceman, woo!
Yeah, okay, exciting. And I directed one of his little films. It was a full-length film about him doing this MMA thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about it, and I'm watching this thing, and a lot of it is wrestling other guys to the ground. And
I know what you're going to say. Go on.
Eventually, the position is the guy's head is up your ass.
Right, yeah.
And you it's got hot. Him. You got.
And you're going to say it's a little gay looking.
Oh, it's not a little gay looking.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's a lot of gay looking.
So, but yeah.
And then I remember in my days in high school where we had to do this wrestling on a wrestling mat, and it was with other, you know, you only do other guys.
Right.
You know, in high school.
Because girls, there would be all kinds of things happening. Oh, no. Tense pitched and, yeah.
Tense pitched. Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you all of a sudden you went camping.
Yeah, you pitch a tent. You know what I mean. Baby.
And I remember sweating profusely onto other guys, and they would be sweating onto me, to my rolling little skin parts.
Right.
And yeah, we'd be pinning each other's heads into
our crotch. And it was uncomfortable for you, right? Mentally.
It was awful for me because I was aware that this isn't good.
No.
And yet everybody else was going, yeah, pin him. And it was like, wow, my God. And then one day, they had a rope that came down from the ceiling.
I remember those. You're supposed to climb up. Yes. I couldn't do it well.
I couldn't either. It was
very hard.
You
need
to
upper
do.
Body strength is what you need.
Yeah. You got to be from South Africa. So I'm on my way up the rope, and I can't get up the rope. And they have the other guys spot you.
Oh.
And that doesn't mean that they have binoculars or anything.
I know.
But they stand at the bottom to hold the rope taut and to give you a little boost in the butt.
Yeah.
And I could never make it up the rope. So my butt would be like an umbrella for some kid's head.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was like, oh, my God. And everybody smelled like gym lockers. It was just the most embarrassing thing. And the gym coaches always stunk. They always smelled bad. And
The women were always gay, too.
Always. Well, you have to be.
Do you?
Always a requirement, I think.
I always wondered why that was.
I don't know.
I didn't know at the time, but when I found out later, I'm like, oh, the women were gay.
Yeah. Well, and not only that.
Not there's anything wrong with it. It was just a weird, coincidence.
It's a wonderful thing. No, but it would be the male role gays. In other words.
I never saw that so much in the guys,
I do a lot of mixed weddings. Mm-hmm. Mixed means the same. I mean, lesbian weddings.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And it is very cool. Actually, they're much nicer than heterosexual weddings.
Oh, definitely.
Because they're tighter. They got
class, man.
I mean, tighter in that way, but they're...
gay people have class.
They're really in love. I mean, they seriously are in love. I mean, 80% of the weddings that I videotape of heterosexual couples are just like...
But they still fall apart. I've heard of gay weddings. Look at Ellen and...
Yeah.
Well, so they weren't married, but Ellen and what's her name? The one that was crazy. Years ago.
And
Hish.
Yeah.
That broke up. And then there was another one, Melissa, the singer.
Etheridge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was with Lou Diamond Phillips, his ex-wife. His Lou Diamond Phillips, who played La Bamba and everything,
right.
He was married. His wife left him for Melissa Etheridge.
Really?
Yeah.
That could be a little embarrassing for somebody.
For Lou Diamond Phillips.
Well, she was always... Lou's kind of a feminine-looking kind of guy, though.
Yeah, he kind of is.
I don't think he has any body hair.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know personally, but, you know.
He seems like a decent chap, though.
Well, he's a decent chap, but he's kind of like, he's smooth-looking. He's very...
He lost his wife to a woman. Let's be serious.
Yeah, because he's probably a woman, too.
Hmm.
I think a lot of that, and I don't know what I'm talking about, by the way, in any regard.
Right.
But I think...
But you're funny, and that's all that matters. That's all that ever matters in life.
Yeah, unfortunately. But lesbian women, I believe, this is a hell of a talk show when you really think about it.
Yeah, I hope none of my gay friends are listening.
Oh, no, I love your gay friends. I think that a lot of women who are lesbians and end up marrying guys will go after the guys that are not the masculine type.
Oh, okay.
That are a little
but
bit more
But why would they
feminine.
Go after a guy at all if they're a lesbian? That doesn't
well,
make
they're,
sense.
Well, they're probably, well, A, because at one point in their lives it was not acceptable
oh,
to
I see.
Do that.
It's just a, it's
and
a
B,
front.
They might actually be attracted to the guy because the guy is so gentle.
Okay.
Soft boy, I guess we could call him.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
don't know.
He's a twink.
Yeah, well, sort of. Sort of. But then they meet somebody that is actually a woman and they find out, yeah, you know,
right.
it's much, much better.
Right.
But... Yeah, they are, to me, when I do the weddings, at the receptions, the lesbian couples are very, very, very together. They're
well, number one, they're women. Women are more together than men anyway.
Well, they're more emotional. Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But they're lovely things. I actually enjoyed doing those kinds of ceremonies. But there's always, in most cases, there's one that plays the more of the masculine role.
Sure.
And one of the female role.
I've seen that.
And that's interesting to me. I mean, I've never... taken psychology or anything in school or anything, but
right.
That even if you're gay, that you still play a certain sexual role.
Right.
And I find that interesting. I don't know how that would work.
Yeah. It's not, sometimes it's not completely really defined because look at Ellen. She does
sometimes
wear pantsuits, but she has makeup. And she doesn't look really like masculine. She doesn't act masculine. She just acts like a regular person.
Mm. She, to me, would be more of the male
role. Oh, definitely,
role.
Because, yeah, Portia is very feminine.
Correct.
But
so there is that element of that.
I think she's more like in the middle. Isn't that all? Like, you just, like, you go either way. You're just a person.
No.
Like a hermaphrodite. You have, like, both.
Well, it's the only reason she does the makeup thing is because she's a celebrity, and she gets the celebrity endorsement. It's a form of income. And she's not, I mean, she likes to look good, too, sure.
Right.
But she's never going to wear a dress.
Right.
You know, but right. she'll wear makeup, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's got the body of a guy.
In a way, yeah.
Sort of. I mean, she's not like...
Again, she's like a prototype
sticky,
of a yin-yang, of just both. She's both.
All right, fine.
Some people can look can pass
the,
either way.
I think she's more of the tomboy end of it, to be honest.
She could pass for a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, she did. She did pass for a woman.
I know, I'm waiting for you to catch on. Yeah. These are the jokes, kids.
Oh, my God. So how are you feeling?
I feel good.
Good.
I feel good.
So do you have any resolutions for, do you do that kind of thing, 2015
no.
resolutions?
We talked about this last week. Yeah. I think it's not
did
productive.
We? I'm sorry. I had a brain lapse there. I didn't know we talked about this last week.
You talk every day. I talk once a week to you. So I remember. You're like, it all gets mixed up.
Total
and that's
mush.
Okay.
Total
that's okay.
Mush.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
But
total mush.
I would like to mention the social media minute real quick that... I not only unfriended a bunch of people, I unliked a bunch of pages. And this is where it's interesting.
Oh, nobody
because,
does that.
I have like 2,000 likes. It just gets out of hand. But I like something. Oh, I like this movie. I like that, you know, product. I like this person. People send you pages to like. Oh, please like my page. Please like my page. And sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I decided to go unlike all of those local pages because I don't know. If I unfriend that person... If I like their page, can they still see my profile? Am I still attached to them through the internet? So I said, you know what? I want to end all that kind of thing. So I don't want to like their pages because then if I unfriend them or whatever, then they're still attached to my page.
Oh.
I don't know if how that works. If you create a page and you can actually see people's profile, the people that like you, can you see their profile? Just because you have a like page.
You're asking the wrong guy.
I know I am. So... But the thing is, this is what's really funny about it, and no names, but I unliked the pages 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, one page sent me a like to like re-like it. Local, I'm not going to say local page. I ignored it. Today, another sent the same thing. Like my page. I'm begging you, like my, because how do they even know I unliked it? They must get alerted to who unlikes your page because immediately I was resent and I'm still being sent. I call that kind of harassment. Why do I have to? What's so important about me liking your page? Is there monetary rewards? I mean, so now I'm determined not to like it, and I'm almost offended.
How? Why wouldn't you just not? Why wouldn't you just not like or unlike? Just disregard. But you
I
don't like that.
Originally,
but you don't like when people do that to you.
No, it doesn't matter. Oh, this is like a page that people create. It's not just something they post.
Oh,
it's a page of something you're doing, like your business.
Okay, I get those things too. They come in email messages.
Yeah.
All right, I don't respond to them.
No, but when I do, I said, okay, you're a nice person. I will like your page because you're presenting yourself as a public figure.
Right.
I liked it. few months later, that was a few months ago. Remember I told you I did a cleanse? I just 3 days ago unliked a bunch of pages, maybe 40 pages. Again, like 40 people, 40 pages, whatever. Next day, this person sent me another request. Like, how did they know I unliked it? How do you keep that close and know exactly who is unliking your business page? So I don't like any of this. It's very invasive. It's privacy invasive. I'm not liking your page now because I don't know what's going on with it. I don't know what access you have to my profile, my pictures, right, my information, right. and just because you're a random page. No way.
So this is different than liking or unliking.
Something I post, a comment. Sure, that's totally different. They're already on my page. They can like what they want or not right. like what they want. These are pages that people create about whatever they want or whoever they want.
So if you don't like it or you unlike it, then it just keeps coming back almost.
No.
They have to consciously resend it?
No. I mean, yes. I don't know what happened. If I ignored it, fine. Yes. But this person is persistent. And maybe persistence pays off.
Is it just one person?
Yeah.
So the rest of the people that you unliked the page, right. that was the end of
it? That was the end.
Okay. It's just one person.
But how do they know?
Yeah.
This person, Victoria Wainwright, unliked your page. You better send her a message. All they do is send two more options to relike the page. And now I'm determined not to like it.
They might have a list of people that they contact to like a page. And then if you do like the page, you're not on that list of people to contact anymore because they're already done.
Okay.
So maybe it keeps showing up as still viable for
it goes
a response.
Back. That's right. Because it says when you do that, I created a page just to find out. Yeah. Last night I went, I don't want to tell anyone what it is because I'm going to delete it, but I created a page to see what would work. And I said to my son, you like the page. And I'm going to see if I can like your profile, whatever happens. But yeah, it shows you a list of all your friends. Invite, 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 invite. You have to click them to like your page. So maybe my picture, you're right,
it's
still popping
there.
Back up. It popped
there.
Back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I don't think the people who do that know or care who you are. It's just you're still left over.
I don't like that. That's impersonal.
It's business.
Send me a little message and say...
It's business.
Yeah, that's fine. It's business. But you could send me a personal note with two sentences and say, hey, I noticed you unliked my page. Is there any reason why?
They didn't notice.
They did notice.
But maybe they didn't do it.
They're sending me the thing. No, you have to click it.
What size business is it?
You have to physically click it. It's a person.
Oh, okay.
It's a woman.
Okay.
I'll be more specific. She's calling herself a public figure.
Okay. But
she's very
not.
Beautiful.
Oh, she is?
I have no problem with her.
Okay.
I just want to unlike all these local pages.
Right.
Because I don't know what the story is.
Yeah.
What's the story?
So it's almost like if you don't like it, then you're harassed.
I am so far. I've had two invitations again.
But others haven't. Others have, somehow that doesn't work on other people's sites.
Or they're not noticing it. She's like right on top of this somehow.
She must be one of those people.
Why
who
is
just
it so important?
It every day.
She's got over 1,000 likes.
That's why. Well, that's because
under 2,000, but over 1,000. So why is my one more number that important?
Because you're the holdout.
Then leave. I love that.
Yeah.
Then send me a message, person. Hey, what? I noticed that you did that.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. Would you ever do that to some? Well, you would.
Did she think this is going to work? Yeah, I would. I would, because you know what? I'd be nice about it. I'd say, hey, is there, when people unfriend me, sometimes I go, hey, was there something I said?
See,
sorry.
I would do it. I would redo it if. Oh, it's your son. Oh, and you changed your.
I didn't change it. I don't know how to get the Sanford one on here. CVS.
Oh, CVS, it's time to renew the prescription.
Oh, my Imitrex for my migraines.
Yeah,
it's been ready.
It's ready.
And I got to get it today. I'm going to get it next, after this.
Okay.
Get my migraine medicine.
All right.
I know it's the... Calm down, CVS. But I thought it was my son. You're right.
You know what? I changed from Walgreens to CVS. I'm going to change the subject.
Oh, okay. I'd like to anyway.
All right. And I noticed that their prescription bottles are different than Walgreens.
Better or worse?
Worse. They, you have to totally not have arthritis of any sort.
You're right. And you know what you do about it? I already know this. I did. I fixed it 2 years ago. My hands were hurting.
Yeah.
And they do. And I said, I forget, and I get mad and I call them up, they put it in your record to put the non-child proof. But you got to tell them.
I know.
Then you're right. Because these are, I can't get
them
off.
They're difficult.
They're painful.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
And it's, again, you don't have to have arthritis. It's just like, why should I bother so much to get my pills?
Exactly.
So that's something I want to do, really.
Your heart attack. You're trying to get your nitroglycerin in there.
I'm dying.
That's
I can't open a bottle.
This is inconsiderate. And when they know already, 2 years they've known this. And then once in a while, and I call them and they said, oh, I'm sorry, we were very busy. We were in a hurry.
But he
said, that's fine, because I'm just going to check it before I leave now. I'm going to open up the bag and make sure, and I'm going to throw it in your face.
Yeah.
They know I'm on a list. They try to give me my medicines 90 days supply, so they don't see me for 3 months.
See, that's my other problem with CVS, because I have a few medications.
Mm-hmm.
A couple.
We all do.
Yeah, sure. And when I was with Walgreens, I used to get a 90-day supply.
You can still get that with CVS.
Yeah. And then I switched to CVS, mm-hmm. and I got the refill, mm-hmm. and I said, hey, I only got 30 pills instead of like 90. What's still going on there? And they said, no, your insurance won't
liars.
Won't do it. They are liars. I haven't called the insurance because I'm really, really lazy. But I said, how would the insurance be different from one company to another? And I saw the prescription written by the doctor, and it said 90 days.
Right. It's just they're not consistent. Sometimes they do a month, sometimes they do 90 days, and they always tell me, oh, it's only written for 30 days. You better talk to your doctor.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
They lie. And they don't like me because I go right over there, and I belittle them.
Good.
I don't want them using my last name. It's bad enough they're using your name in public. I said, this is HIPAA things, private. Don't use my name when I'm going in to pick up medicine. What if it's AIDS medicine? What if it's anything?
Right.
People, I saw you at the drugstore there. Where are you getting there?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, just say hello and goodbye. That's all you say to me. Hi,
well, what do you mean,
bye.
They say Victoria.
They announce my, sometimes they say Miss Wainwright. I said, just stop saying names.
Well, how are they
They're trying to be friendly. They're trying to make
it
a neighborhood thing. I don't like that.
When they're calling you to tell you that.
After you give the money and they hand you the thing.
Oh, they say thank you,
and they
Victoria.
Use your name.
They are trying to be friendly.
I said, stop
it's like
it.
Banks are doing that now,
I don't
too.
Want my name announced anywhere. You just be quiet.
Yeah.
That's not your job.
They should call you honey or babe or something.
Right. That's fine. And like everybody else.
Yeah. Or sir or ma'am.
They're very incompetent over there at CVS. Yeah. They hire the most incompetent people.
That's a horrible thing to say.
I've had medicine missing. I've been given the wrong
medicine. Why don't you do the Walgreens? See, the only Walgreens left around my area and your area too is that stupid fucking intersection.
It is. It's the worst intersection.
Sorry, it's the worst in the world.
You know what? They were trying to save money and cut corners, literally, when they designed it. It was just done on short money. And my dad knows the story, and I forget what he told me. Something like somebody had to go along with the plans. I forget if it was the mall or somebody had to agree to it, and they weren't agreeing, so they had to do it that way. And it's a mess.
Yeah, this is, for those that know what we're talking about, this is at the in city of Brockton.
West and Pleasant.
West and Pleasant. And it's a death trap. It's a literal death trap.
It's awful.
It is horrible. It should be illegal. It really should.
It's a mess. But at least the mayor's putting up, I noticed some lights there on the other end of Pleasant, down near the, what is it, Moraine Street and everything?
Yeah.
And Ash Street.
Well, you can't, you're right. I mean, the whole city's crazy.
Need lights, more lights.
You do need more lights. I think I talked about this once as well. I used to pride myself on being able to get from one place to another and not hit any traffic lights at all.
Right.
And I thought, oh, this is like very cool.
It's smooth.
And then as I got older and there was more traffic, it was like, now I'm going to take the route where there are traffic lights.
People need to stop, right, so I can go.
Yes.
I can't go. No one's letting you through.
No one's letting you through. And it's every time you put your foot on the gas and think you can slip in, you're taking your life in your hands.
That's right.
And then I start to be concerned about my loved ones. It's like, okay, maybe I can make it through this, but they're going to get smashed, man. So that's the reason that I left Walgreens, for that very, very reason.
It's too dangerous.
It's dangerous.
It's true.
You said dangerous.
I do, because my daughter, when she was two, that's how she said it.
Really?
So it's the joke now, dangerous.
That's very cute.
It's dangerous outside, mama.
So I said that on purpose.
So now I taught it to Joe. So Joe says dangerous too. It's really cute.
Oh, that's great. You're going to have the whole world changed, aren't you?
No, in a good way.
In a good way, in a dangerous way.
It's not dangerous.
Dangerous?
Speaking of the world changing, I did want to bring up this also. Have you heard about this? The man that put the zombie nativity on his lawn in Ohio.
Backup information, please.
About a week or two ago for the holidays, whenever. December, this month. This guy in Ohio puts a hideous display of, the nativity, and they're all zombies.
Okay.
I see the humor, but Ohio didn't see it that way so much.
Right.
And they're like, no, you need to take that down.
Okay, this is just a guy on his lawn?
A guy on his lawn.
Not a church or anything?
Not a church. Okay. It's his own lawn.
All right.
And he wanted to do this because he's a jerk,
right?
I think.
He's a jerk.
Because why do you want to mess with someone's religion? I get that, you know what?
Yeah.
Stop. Why do we got to poke fun? Because of his civil liberties. Correct. Why don't you test your civil liberties in a normal way, buddy?
Said.
If that was across the street from me, I would go in the middle of the night and freaking destroy it.
Yes.
Okay? I'm not even religious.
Right.
You don't put that disgusting mess. It's poking fun at somebody's superstitions.
Correct.
Whatever. You just don't do it. And all my liberal friends are like, wait, it's his yard. We can't do that. Yeah, I don't. You know what? Stop it. If it was Muhammad, you think anyone would stand still for that?
Oh, no. Oh,
they would come and they'd burn his house down, number one. But, you know, but still.
And just.
Pick on the Christians, man. Pick on the Christians. Why not?
Yeah.
That's safe. Put a Hitler display up of Hitler hanging Jesus. Why don't you really go big or go home, man? Why do they have to test the waters like this?
Yeah.
I'm not going to back down. Start with me.
See, that's the way I feel about this movie, The Interview.
Mm-hmm.
Those stupid little childish men, Seth Rogen and Franco James.
Right.
Bunch of college kids with money is what they do. Mm-hmm. And making a movie about the assassination of the North Korean Kim Jong-un. And actually killing him in the movie itself, as you told me.
And thinking there would be no
problem. I didn't even
know that. Yeah.
Right. And my comment is, yes, it's America, and you have freedom of speech, and you can do anything you want, but if you're doing things just because you can do anything you want, then you're a college, drunken, stupid kid, because with freedom comes responsibility.
That's what I say. I say, yes. Just because something is, you can do it, doesn't make it a good fucking idea.
Correct.
When did that happen?
Correct.
And you know, it was unfortunate this Sony thing happened right when that all happened. I mean, it was all like tied together.
Sure.
So normally, I still think it's a bad idea.
It is a bad idea.
Hello. Is that the heat coming on? I hope, because it's getting cold in here.
No, that's not. Oh, I'm sorry,
that's
Troy.
All right.
Am I not properly environmentally?
No, it's actually room temperature comfortable.
All right. Well, you're dressed like Nanook or the whatever.
You know how cold it is outside? The sun's out, but that's very deceiving. It's like in the 20s.
I know. It's the winter.
It's burr.
As long as it's not snowing, I don't give a crap.
Oh, it will. Oh, it will.
Well, I know it will.
White rain. I'm sorry.
Do you remember, like, it was 5 or 7 years ago? Maybe 5.
I remember that.
You remember 5 or 7 years ago?
I do.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
No, but I did lots of stuff then. I remember it.
Okay,
go on.
My point was that I remember doing Christmas shopping, very similar to what was happening this year. I remember having my air conditioning on in my car as I was going Christmas shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the year that it literally didn't snow. I think there was maybe 8 inches of snow total for the whole winter.
Yes.
And if it snowed, it was just like a half an inch.
Yeah.
And it was the most wonderful winter in the world. It got a little cold here and there. Never snowed, never got below really 20 degrees.
Right.
And if there was precipitation coming, it would always come from the south with warm winds and stuff.
So it was absolutely north. And that was
it was the El
Nino or El Nina.
El Toritos or something.
Yeah, yeah. El Dorito.
El Dorado.
Gran Torino.
There's some Italian. So, but at the end of the, I was joyous that that
were
was
you
the
joyous?
Kind of, I was
know,
very
I can't
happy.
Picture this. You joyous? That's quite an extreme word.
You still can't see it on me.
That's really
but
extreme.
I feel it. I
happy
feel
is
it.
Different than joyous.
But my point was that at that juncture when it was the spring and the winter was behind me, I thought, damn it, if I only knew that it was going to be such a mild, wonderful winter, I would have really enjoyed this. But I always waited for...
You're so Jewish. I would have enjoyed had I known. Now I can't enjoy. It's all done now.
There are far more Jewish things than what I just
really
said.
Right. Yes. But you know what's funny is I remember that because I think, I'm not sure if it was 7 years ago or 17 years ago, because this happened before with the snow thing. And but who does the snow blower? Toro?
Yeah, Tori.
Toro. The red ones.
Yeah.
Thing. It's like T-O-R-O.
It's one of them, yes.
Yeah. They had this promotion.
Yes.
They said, if you buy a snowblower, I swear it's true, but I've looked in the internet and I can't find it, but they said, if you buy a snowblower this year and it doesn't snow this much, you get your money back.
Oh.
And no one was going to do it because they're like thinking, that's nonsense. When is that going to happen? We're going to be buying a snowblower.
Yeah.
We're not going to get our money back.
Yeah.
And that was the year.
Wow.
And I wonder if anyone took advantage of it. I was like, oh, I wish I did too, because... Hey, man.
Wasn't it Jordan's Furniture or something, a store that did something like that for the winter, and they lost.
Yeah, that sounds familiar too. Jordan's, yeah. There was something
Jordan's
if they
or,
did
or some furniture company.
No, I think it was had to do with the Red Sox. If they never if the,
they did that too.
That was a different one. Okay.
They do that almost every year.
Oh, do they? Okay.
But it was something with the winter and or with the Red Sox. Yeah, they do the Red Sox too. And that's
maybe
when they lost
money. Maybe if the Red Sox
money.
Play in the winter, then something will
yes.
happen.
Yes. No.
when the crow crows yes. at midnight.
If a crow craps on a player's head during a foul ball.
If you jump over a chicken in some countries, I think you're married. So be careful.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened to me. That's how I got married. Too many fucking chickens on the ground. Anyway, you know, you're right. And Jordan's, yes, it was the playoffs kind of thing. If they sweep the World Series or something. And
it was something incredulous.
Yeah. And then the next year, it wasn't that bad anymore. They still had one, but it's like, we have a little bullseye, and ball hits it, then you win a free
Is it like the Dunkin' Donuts seats they have way back then when the ball goes somewhere
and
they get a
similar
something?
Similar to that, yeah. But there you're just dealing with donuts. It's different. Right.
The kids get to watch free, don't they? Poor kids get to go to games free. I need to become a poor kid.
Yeah, but then they can't afford to get there.
They bus them there. They have a whole row where they sit way in the back. And these are like the poor kids that get the free tickets to the Red Sox game.
Yeah. Of course, they're starving, but...
They get to say they went to a Red Sox game.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done that. I've went to a Red Sox game, so... I've been on the field. I could have picked up some dirt and sold it on eBay.
Could have jumped over a chicken.
I do.
Red Sox game. I went once, never go
again.
Oh, I know.
You told me the story.
Never go again.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah. You didn't like it.
Mistake. No, I didn't like the people.
That's right. It was the crowd.
The crowd.
They're not your kind of people. I can see that already.
They're rowdy and cursing.
They're
like
sports
you wouldn't
fans.
Believe.
Oh, yeah. That's
what,
everywhere.
Sports fans have to curse.
Celtics games. Bruins games. It's all everywhere you go.
People standing up in front of me. So there's like something exciting is happening on the field.
Mm-hmm.
They stand up in front of me and I can't see what it is. And they were chanting Red Sox. No, Yankees suck.
Right.
They weren't even playing the Yankees. It was like,
but it's a thing.
Why are you even doing that?
Because it's a thing. They do suck, and you have to say it. And right before you go to bed at night, you say a little prayer to baby Jesus, and the Yankees suck. Amen. It's a thing.
We're the Giada De Laurentiis of baseball to the Yankees. They
Who
don't
was
give
that
a
again?
Crap about us.
Oh, yeah, that Food Network lady.
Yeah, Giada.
That got divorced. Oh, wow.
She's divorcing her husband, and this is
shattering.
The end of the world for everybody.
Yeah, I don't care. Right?
It's Armageddon, man. Here come the zombies. She's getting divorced from her husband.
Wow.
Shit.
Yeah, they're really reaching. You know, you try to find news. Every day you have to come up with a story, so they really try to, you know, there's most silly stuff, I guess, you have to read about.
It's like silly string.
Yeah, I like silly string. And silly putty.
Stupid putty.
No, it's good to squish it.
It's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
But then it gets all over the place. It gets hard, and then it gets all over the place.
You got to get it. They have a new putty now. There's a new putty in town. I'm telling you, it doesn't get hard.
What's it called?
It's called Think Putty.
What does it do?
It comes in different colors.
Yeah.
And Joe got some for Christmas, and he gave me half because I wanted half. I said, rip that in half, give me half. And it won't get your hands sticky. And when you put it down, it feels sticky. Put it down, it's like smooth. It's like powder on your hands.
Really?
Yeah, it's magic. It's magic putty. But I think it's called thinking putty.
It's different.
Yeah.
I mean, the toys I had when I was growing up were so lame and stupid.
Yet, like Lego logs? Lincoln logs, I mean?
Lego logs. Yeah, with Lincoln logs.
And Tinker toys?
Yeah.
Ah. Who has time for that?
Oh,
that's like
I'm surprised kids were putting their eyes out with that thing. They were little sticks, right in your head.
Right, but it's the most basic toy. Now you want to go back and have Tinker toys?
I was fascinated, and they still sell this, the Slinky.
They do.
You remember the Slinky?
I do.
Yeah. You just sit by your stairs and watch this piece of metal.
How bored do you got to be?
Yeah. I always thought it would be amazing if it went up the stairs.
Yeah.
Never seen
You'd
to
need
do
a
that.
Motor in it. Maybe you could add a motor,
motorized
like a nerd
slinky.
Could do that.
Yeah. And then the Silly Putty used to get really excited because you could put it on a comic, only comics.
That's right, and you would put, because it was pink, and you could, and it would show all the colors.
Show all
newspaper,
the colors.
Newspaper,
it was fascinating.
Ink, they would do, yeah.
This is the kind of thing that was amazing to me back then.
Hey, did you hear Amazon just got hacked?
No.
Well, you know what it was? It was just a couple few days ago that somebody got in and they hacked a bunch of passwords and credit cards and things for like EA, which is a game site.
Yeah.
Maybe Walmart, I don't remember. But Amazon was the one that caught my eye because I have an Amazon account.
Uh-huh.
So I immediately changed my password.
Wow.
And I started to think these hackers, they're so smart. Why don't they use their skills for good, not evil? Like they could solve, you know, problems instead of creating problems.
Which is what most of the hackers do.
They're geniuses.
They are young geniuses. And it's Seth Rogen, basically, is what's
He's
happening.
He's not a genius.
No, he's not, but it's the Seth Rogen mentality is what I call it.
He's got too much money.
It's people with great talents mm-hmm, who are right. still kids mm-hmm. who are more interested in being able to screw things up and going, look what I just
yeah,
did.
Yeah, okay.
And that's their
You're right. They're, their you're bragging about living. It. Look what I yeah. did. Look at how I screwed things up.
Yeah.
I'm which so is, smart.
I, yeah, which should you make it smart, easier, to, easier to catch them if they walk around going, hey, look what I just
yeah, that's
did.
Right. You should yeah. be on the down low, man. If you want to hack into yeah. Amazon, don't brag
criminal.
About
not
it. That's like a... Right, right. But change your passwords, people. If you have Amazon, I would.
Oh, God.
I did. EA, I don't know if you're a gamer. EA is one of the big gaming places. So maybe do it that. Do
How
that
do you keep track of your passwords? Because you're not supposed to use the same one twice.
Right.
There's like
And keep changing it.
I've got like 70 different passwords.
Write them on a little notepad.
Then I keep crossing them out and then I change it.
That's
and
what they do at the Pentagon, man. You gotta. They probably change it every day
did
over
you ever,
there.
Did you ever, like, you have a smartphone now.
Yeah.
And it says, what's your password? And you go, oh, I don't know. It's like one of 50 that I use. And then you can't do anything. You got to wait till you get home to look it up, see what your password is. Or even
no,
your username.
Get
don't
it
even
emailed
know.
To you. Get it emailed to you if it's called Forget
oh,
Password.
Oh, that is so.
And then they reset
well,
it.
Well, as soon as they email it to you, then it's public again.
No, they email you a link to reset it.
That's
then
right.
you have
I mean,
to start
but
again.
But you're in the middle of something. You don't want to have to go through all that crap.
Well, don't you want your information protected? What world do you think you're living in?
The world of love.
Well, no, the world of passwords, man.
Oh,
don't be,
man.
Don't be falling
this is,
under
this
that
This is just
spell.
All wrong.
No,
it's just all. I mean, oh man. See, this is what I'm talking about.
What is what you're talking about?
I have
about?
No idea.
Hey, I lost my Bluetooth again. I've lost two in a week. In 2 weeks.
Is
one
a
was $20.
Problem,
now one's.
I understand.
That's a good one.
I understand.
No, this one was $30, and I lost this one yesterday. It's a Bluetooth that fits in your ear and you talk, you listen
oh,
and
oh,
talk.
Oh, 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 oh.
It's a dental problem. Yeah. No. So I am determined now to get one of those. Now that I have the smartphone, they have like earbuds and you put a little cord down and it's
right.
got a microphone built in.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a lot more trouble losing a big cord than a little tiny thing that fits in my ear. Because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Losing yeah. Bluetooths.
Yeah, what am I?
Not made of money, man. Besides, Joe has to keep getting me them.
Oh, it's his problem more than yours.
He's going to be mad. I right. tried to see. He goes, honey,
Joe,
I said, I'm gonna find it. I'm going to find it.
Right. You know, you're not supposed to talk about Joe. I thought that was a New Year's resolution. Joe, I'm telling her not to do it. I'm
he
on
never
your side,
did.
Man. I'm
he
on
never
your side.
Said I couldn't talk about Joe.
Well, I wouldn't do it. I don't talk about my...
Your person. I know, but you say yeah. my person.
My person.
Joe doesn't mind when I say Joe.
I'm sure he just says that. I'm sure he does mind.
No, because I don't use any names.
Well, he should mind. You just said his name. What are you talking about? I don't use any names. You said it like 10 times.
I mean, surnames, dum-dum.
Oh, surnames.
Yeah.
Sir Joe. All right, we're out of time.
I know. That's good.
Okay.
Oh, my coffee, by the way, was good this week.
What is
because
it?
Because there was no more ginger. It's Tedeschi's again.
Oh, good.
They never responded to my email. They said, screw you and your $1.49. I don't get it back.
Yeah.
And I don't put any stuff in it now.
Is that where it's 99 cents for any size?
$1.49. Oh, no. I'm going to find the 99 cent place and start going there.
Oh, that's
there.
Cumberland Farms.
Oh, is it? Okay,
yes.
Good. But it's out of my way. This one's down the street.
99 cents, man. And here's the deal with the Cumberland Farm. You would never get a cup of coffee that size.
It's tiny.
But because it's $1.49. how much,
I know.
How much is a large?
I can't afford a large. I don't even know.
Sorry, it's Oops. Usually like a there goes another Bluetooth. The point is, I'm always amazed when you go to Cumberland Farms where they have it's 99 cent any size coffee. You know,
right.
You can fill it up.
Get a car for 99 cents.
Exactly.
Everything.
And then people walk in, they get a small cup of coffee. Excuse me, do you understand?
That's all they want to drink, dude.
Yeah.
Why are you forcing
well,
liquids down on them?
Bring the rest home and put in the refrigerator.
They don't
want it.
It's too big. It's cumbersome.
But it's the same.
It's a
price.
Waste. Yeah, but they want to save it.
It's Cumberland.
They want to save it for someone else. They're so nice and generous.
Well, then have a little bit of the cup and then have some more later. But I mean, it's the same price as a big cup.
Yeah, that does. It doesn't make sense.
And people are doing it all the time. And
set them straight, man, right now.
I feel like I should stand in the store all day. You're a moron. Because
somebody's going to punch you. You try that.
Well,
eventually,
saying,
the odds are not
price,
in your favor.
Man. You know, what's wrong with you? That's like going to a buffet and I'm only going to go up once. So I just want a shrimp. You know, what are you talking about? You spend $7.99 for the buffet. You just want a shrimp? What
That's
are you
right.
doing?
That's right. Don't do buffets. There's germs there.
I know there are.
I don't trust them.
I know. But they're just, it's...
Unless you get there first. I always say, Joe, this buffet, we get there right at 5 o'clock, we're first in line, then no one's got their germs on anything.
And the food's fresher because they just brought it out.
Yeah.
It's not
and then
you,
it doesn't run out. Because I want the cream puff. I never got my cream puff yesterday. Joe, hey, I never got that cream puff.
Saying his name so
at White's, much. At White's Bakery.
Can you change his name publicly?
But it's just Joe.
All right. It could be anybody.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not his name. You're just saying the average Joe kind of thing.
Yeah, Joe Blow.
Gotcha. Okay. I misunderstood you.
Right.
Thank you so much for this, whatever this was.
Пожалуйста.
Okay. What?
Шукран.
You can have sugar in it. Is that what you said? Sugar?
Tikanis.
All right, fine. Thank you, Tori.
You're welcome.